Around a year ago, I traced some of the achievements of the Czech Republic's nanotechnology companies, many of which are making an impact on the European and global scene. 12 months on, I went back to the source, the chairman of the Czech Nanotechnology Industries Association, Jiří Kus, and asked him how companies and key sectors are faring in this cutting-edge part of the market.
We are growing at the moment. We are already 20 members, and really we are covering from textile to biotechnology almost all the sector. The first half this year, there were some quite important product developments.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we could already talk about what some of those developments are as regards to individual products.
So the most important things was the further development of the 3D nanobattery, which is a unique concept of battery using nanofibers in the separator, which could really start a boom of decentralization and using batteries, because this concept could cut down the cost of batteries to one third. And last year, Mr. Procházka, who is the inventor and also the manager, he finalized a prototype, and this year he managed to found an investor, some Chinese company, which is ready to invest 1 million euro to construct the line for the industrial manufacturing of this battery. I checked how far it is, and they told me that this or next month they finalize the construction of this line, and their aim is to start industrial production of this 3D battery by the end of this year.
But to put this battery in context, I mean, a cheap battery that can store energy will transform the world energy sector if this happens.
Yes, because this battery, the production of this battery is much cheaper than the production of all the batteries in the world at that moment. Because when you calculate the production cost, so 1 kilowatt hour of battery cost something like $300-$400 at that moment, and this 3D battery would cost less than $100. So imagine that the prices of batteries drop down to one third or even less. It would mean really a boom of electromobiles and decentralized. And so this is maybe one of the most important, but there were also other things. Czech nanotechnologies, for instance, the company Nanospace, which is involved in this anti-allergy bedding using nanofiber barrier in bedding, launched at the beginning of this year the so-called nano-cotton, nano-bubble, nano-cotton, which is sandwich textile, which is using this nano-barrier, but outside there is a normal cotton. So the textile looks like cotton, but inside you have this nanobarrier against dust mines and all this allergen and so on. People can use it like normal cotton bedding. Another thing, you know, that Czech Republic is quite strong in biotechnology, so using nanotechnology in those biotech applications. One of the companies is the company Nanopharma. And Nanopharma launched a product called Nanomatrix, which means they are using nanofiber to cultivate replacement organs. And with this nanomatrix, you can cultivate replacement human skin.
Is it just skin, or does it go beyond? I mean, you mentioned organs.
No. Also more complicated organs are possible to cultivate. We are at the beginning, so not yet possible to cultivate another heart or another stomach. But
in theory, this could be possible.
It is possible. Another interesting company is the company Pardam from Roudnice nad Labem. They are manufacturer of different kinds of organic, also inorganic nanofibers. But they are also participating in the European project developing the power supply to wearables. You know that wearable is something is spoken still more and more, that we will wear on our clothes or smart, watches and so on. A lot of electronics. And this wearable electronics needs some power supply. So there's a European project, and Pardam is supplying nanofibers to this project, and they are developing so-called piezoelectric power supply to that invisible electronics.
So basically, the nano fibers are supplying the energy. They're sort of like very small wires, or is that,
simplified? Nanofibers to supply this wearable electronics.
I also saw something. You had a fairly big exhibition or show,
yes,
maybe in May in Prague. And
yes,
I saw something there about nano masks, which get rid of wrinkles. I mean, that would probably be quite a big market, I imagine.
Yes, there are in fact two companies doing this way. One of them is Natigate, which launched the face mask with nanofibers, which is able to remove in minutes with the combination of hyaluronic acid the wrinkles under your eyes. And it works in a way that, you know, that hyaluronic acid is the marvelous thing for cosmetics. And, it is in fact the filling in of cells, and when you are getting older, you are losing this hyaluronic acid, and then it just fills again the cells with that, and you look younger. When you use a plastic nanofiber, textile nanofiber mask, it helps a lot to the hyaluronic acid to penetrate better inside the cells.
Is that permanent, or is it just a little temporary removal?
It's not permanent. You have to repeat, but they say if you are using that for 1-2 months, some changes are becoming irreversible. So it helps a lot. And the other company is the company ContiPro. ContiPro is one of the not only Czech but European producer of hyaluronic acid. They supply to many cosmetics companies in Europe or in the world, except in France and so on. And they have their own device to produce nanofibers, and they managed to make a mask from hyaluronic acid nanofibers. So you, again, put it on your face, and you just with water you make it wet. And again, this hyaluronic acid is getting in your cells directly.
A lot of these companies have come up with new applications for nanotechnology. A lot of them are still small, and it's probably still difficult for them to market their products and explain and make inroads into the market. Is that the case, or
it's still the case, because mostly the companies are really small or medium size. With the exception, for instance, that ContiPro, which is quite a big company, but they are in the exception not only nanotech products, but also hyaluronic acid for cosmetics. And maybe one thing I forgot to mention, which I think is also very important. One of the Czech nanotech companies, which is not so small, medium-sized company, is the company IQ Structures. In fact, the people who created this company were involved a lot in holographic and those things, and they started that company manufacturing nano dots to protect documents or products and so on. But they also involved in nano optics and so on. They have a sister company in UK. With almost, I think, 100 employees, and they launch this year totally new products, which is using nanotechnologies in hydrogen's fuel cells. You know that you need to use quite a lot of platinum in hydrogen fuel cells, and they manage with nanostructuring to decrease the quantity of platinum, and it could mean it can be much cheaper. And maybe besides this electro future, there could be also a hydrogen future, the fuel. And this company IQ Structure is not so small, and and they have even this sister company in UK. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Czech nano companies are still fighting and searching for partners and investors to really place their products on not only in Czech or European market, but also outside Europe, to Asia or USA and so on.
Mm-hmm. And your own experience, the company you're involved in is focused on anti-allergic bedliner pillows, etc., etc. How is that? How is the market developing there?
This company is now stabilized on Czech market, also in Slovakia. So we are still searching for finances to invest the growth, because the company is growing, but we need much more capital to really keep it growing. So we are negotiating with some investors. And at the moment, we are preparing to expand to our markets. And
but the demand is there.
Demand is incredible, because according to statistics, now something like 30-40% of people in industrial countries are have some kind of allergies, and the estimation of World Health Organization is that maybe in 2-3 years, half of the population in industrial countries, it means USA, Europe, or industrial countries in Asia, would have allergies. So when you calculate what potential it is, so what potential for anti-allergy bedding, it's incredible number. So, and this barrier bedding is in fact the passive protection or 100% effective passive protection against dust mites or allergen, so no chemicals. And so demand there is, but it's not easy to make the marketing on the global level.